Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, let's see here. It's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I gotta tell you, I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 23rd day of February, 2018. It is 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 28 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a spine-tingling high of 32 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It is damn cold. It was 3 degrees this morning. I know I can't say nothing because Mary and Jim will say, oh, the 3 above, I'm tanning. Well, I'm cold, and I hate the winter, in case I hadn't mentioned that before. That being said, we're going to, we're going to open up in case anybody wants to argue the Bill of Rights. This we've had a little argument going there at the end of the last broadcast, and we're open for business, and we'll be right back after these messages from our most outstanding sponsors.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Like I said, you know, we had a little discussion going yesterday towards the end of the program. Charlie, are you there? Is the person who wanted to argue there? I guess maybe they sat down and read the Bill of Rights and figured it out on their own. But we're... I hear something. Somebody wanting to come up?
Yeah, that's kind of sad. I don't believe he's going to argue with it.
We're going to go ahead and hit the 9th and 10th one more time real slow to make sure everybody understands why the states are bound by that Bill of Rights and why it is the absolute law of this land. Now, the 9th article says, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or discourage others retained by the people. Now, the enumeration means it was written down. Okay, the Bill of Rights itself are enumerated rights. They are enumerated in the Bill of Rights. But this enumeration talks about the Constitution. And as the Bill of Rights was not a part of the Constitution yet, this was directed at the Constitution itself. And when it says the enumeration, that means the jotting down, the declaration in the Constitution of certain, and rights are authorities, but that's what it's defined in law. Right is an authority. In the of certain authorities shall not be construed, means interpreted, shall not be interpreted as to deny or disparage, that means to infringe upon in any way others retained by the people. So what this tells you is that in the Constitution, there can exist no power. And when it says, I'm going to point something out here to you guys too, where it says others retained by the people. That was one thing when I was a kid, you know, I remember the first time I asked a question about that. It was in fourth grade, and I've talked many times about Mr. McIntyre, who was one of the best teachers I ever had. In fourth grade, he was teaching us this. But I asked him, well, what does it mean by that others retained by the people? Well, he told me, he said, well, the rights there that are enumerated in the Bill of Rights are not your only rights. But as we've, you know, made clear, these are the maximums and the procedures to arrive at a just hearing for every right. Every right you might assert, I mean, just because it'll fall into these categories. Like I've said, I've challenged people to show me one assertion of a right that can't be asserted through the maximums and the procedures in the Bill of Rights. And when it talks about others, it's ones not named. It's, you know, if you have to assert a property right or what might have you, that's what it'll be. It'll be a property right. It's all, you know, they've pretty well covered everything from your breathing in the Bill of Rights. So you go and you start at the right that you're asserting and you bring it back to the maximum using the procedures and you get justice. You get 12 people to rule, whether that is your right or if it is violating one of the maximums or the procedure. That's how, it's just simple. It really is. And then you go to the 10th. This is the one the guy seemed to have the problem with. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So that says the powers, that means the authorities, not delegated to the United States, and that's written in uppercase, United States, that means the government. That means the government that is created by that Constitution. So it would say the powers not delegated to the government, that is not the authorities not given to the government by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. This is another set of powers they're talking about. Nor prohibited to it by the states. Does it prohibit by, to the states? What would the Constitution, you see, you have to attach the Bill of Rights to it. Once the Bill of Rights is adopted, there's lots of prohibitions in the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, let's look at just Article 1. Congress shall make no law. I mean, this is a prohibition of making, this is prohibited. This is prohibiting something. This is prohibiting the establishment of religion. That means the states can't do it either, according to the 10th Amendment or the 10th Article. Okay, and you go to a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to be to keep and bear their arms shall not be infringed. That's a prohibition. That's what they're talking about. So when they say prohibited by it, by the Constitution to the states, this is what they're talking about. They're talking about this Bill of Rights. This is what these people were working on. And they made goddamn sure that everybody understood this is the frickin' law of the land. You will not violate these rights. You can write your own state constitutions with your own state Bill of Rights. So, and you could even put more rights in there so long as they do not violate the procedures and the maximums in the Bill of Rights. But you absolutely, I mean, these are enumerated. I mean, this was what we talked about with the Federalist Papers, where they're, you know, talking about the fact that no one had ever touch you without a Bill of Rights. But now you got the Bill of Rights put up there, and it is frickin' enumerated. It's written. It says it. And still, and, you know, the notion being, of you wouldn't have to talk about them no more. Hell, they're writing right into it. And there are 10 articles of it right there. Law. You cannot break. And the 10th and 9th and 10th seals the deal. You can't change it. And the states can't violate it. So I hope that clears that up for everybody. And then we'll go on to some violations of these rights by the state governments following this false flag shooting there in Florida. Florida governor announces new action plan on guns, and he was Mr. Gun. You know, they were pushing. I talked about it the other day. Mark was bringing up that Scott was a piece of shit. And he really is. They all are. You wouldn't be a politician unless you were a piece of shit. But the fact that they had been, you know, the stand your ground laws and stuff, they'd been really back in that, what they call the Second Amendment, which is the second article to your Bill of Rights. But the children went down there and they screamed in his office, guys. I mean, they screamed at him. And so this little cowardly, bald-headed chicken banger You know, he comes up today and, man, you know, he mealy-mouths around all this shit. And none of this shit is legal. He has zero authority. We just discussed that. He can't do it. This is all without authority. And we got more from, you know, the state of Oregon. We got a few of these here. And we're going to, you know, again, without authority. They couldn't, Trump, you see, he went up to in front of his CPAC. That's conservatives. That's their big meeting for the year. And I absolutely tuned into it because I wanted to hear him mention those bump stocks in that 18, that his new thought that he's going to raise the age to own a long rifle up to the age of 21. I wanted to hear what and when he started talking about it, man, the crowd just got quiet. And you know what? He just kind of mealy-mouthed around. He looked up and looked to the left and looked to the right. And then he said he wasn't going to read his speech. He was just going to wing it from there. Smart move. But what this tells you people is what we've been telling you all along. These goddamn cowards know exactly. They know what's out here waiting on them. And he stuck his toe in the water and goddamn, that water was so cold, he yanked her back out. And so he mealy-mouthed around about expanding background checks, which these background checks that the NRA backed and helped perpetrate upon the people are illegal. The 1968 Gun Control Act, written by the NRA, is a goddamn violation of the 9th and 10th and 2nd and, well, the whole goddamn book, because you're doing it all without, you're removing the due process of the law for the individual. So everything, I mean, they're going to come out with this stuff. I mean, this is just more shit. People are going to say, you know what, it's come to the point. People are going to do it. It's like the bump stock thing they did in Connecticut the other day. Oh, they only turned in 6 bump. They're shocked that the people only turned in 6 bump stocks. We're not going to do it. We have made up our minds. It's what I'm looking at here, because, you know, after that Trumpy got off the stage, they went straight. I mean, this thing is just boom. As quick as it appeared, it's disappeared. I only seen one snotty, snot little kid from Florida all morning. One little snot kid with Wolf Blitzer, I believe it was, or one of these communists. But, I mean, it is just like, boom, you stop, because they heard across this country a collective of bolts sliding home with shells in front of them. That's what they heard across. Come on and do it, because the people really want this over with. And so, you know, you look straight, they went straight to this, the Korean, oh, they put on big, mean sanctions on the North Koreans. And boy, this has got to be taken. They're going to go for a war. When they see that they are not going to bluff us, when they see that we understand, you write it down on a goddamn piece of paper and sign your name to it in big bold letters, and then come and frickin' enforce it. Come do it. We're not Australians. I mean, he had the meeting. I got to believe that was all kind of, you know, figured in the equation too, because he met the Australian Prime Minister today. And I got to believe that the plan was that this shit would be rolling right along and everybody be going, oh shit, our rights are going, damn, I'm going to lose my guns. And he was going to, oh, the Australian just came over here and recommended, took all your semi-automatic weapons and they'll have a little conference together. Yeah, and boy, they were going to do it. But that what they heard was that collective, the bullets going into the guns, saying, come and do it, bitch, because we want you to. We want your asses right now. And so it's all shut down. Like I said, they went, I mean, it's just like that. You know, it was dominated the news. You could go from especially on CNN, the MSNBC, the communist channels. It stayed on there. It was just there. There was somebody there on the ground. There was somebody with a kid. There was, you know, some asshole, communist talking, AR-15s, quiet. It went from the screaming and yelling of the snotty-nosed little brats in Florida that evidently run the state of Florida, because the governor just sucked his own ass and caved into children, but other than that, all you've heard is and of course this shit coming out with they got big plans. But when you look at this is, I mean, they're trying to, when they try to talk about this, well, the children got, I mean, they just tried to push it any way they could that these children got this to happen. No, Rick Scott is a spineless little cowardly, look at him, man, he's pathetic. In the real world, man, he would stay hiding all day long. You got to know it, man. Every time he's seen it, even kids scare him, evidently. Anyway, this is from Governor Rick Scott. Today, I'm announcing a major action plan. I will be working with, remember the legislators shut down all of their gun control shit about this day after all this false flag took place, which is all time, do we know that? But it shut it all down, and boy, they went there, and they yelled real loud, and snot ran down their faces, and they stomped their feet, and see what was supposed to happen here. It was children. So we just, well, geez, you know, I'll just give up my guns because the little kids are crying, snotting around over there. Little communist kids, they don't want them anymore. The little Khmer Rouge kids, they don't want them anymore. And everybody across this, it was, screw your snotty-nosed little goddamn communist kids. Suit them up and send them. That was the message that was sent back. So today I'm announcing a major action plan. I will be working with the legislature aggressively over the next 2 weeks. They got 2 weeks before they dismiss their legislature, evidently, to get it done. I've broken my action plan down into sections: gun laws, school safety, and mental health. And the mental health, man, this is their true target. I mean, when after Trump, you know, folded on this, I mean, I'm telling you, last night they were coming to him saying, they're gunning up, man. I mean, they're shifting the shells and they're ready to come for you. You don't want to do this because, I mean, on CNN where the piss and vinegar was just flowing out of them, they were meek. And they were just, you could see some of them look really pissed off, but they didn't say anything because they told them, these people are getting ready to kill you. You better get it through your head. The NRA doesn't control them. And these two-party systems between you, you control 25%. And these people are heavily armed. And they make up the biggest army to ever exist on this planet. You're playing with fire. And like I said, they became meek. But here, even when he was doing this, I could see his mealy-mouthed little cowardly face, and I've broken my action plan down. Really? First on guns, I want to make it virtually impossible for anyone who has a mental issue to use a gun. Boy, this would mean anybody who's ever, you know, if they really care, they create it. It's just like the Muslims that we're supposed to be so terrified of. The opioid crisis, they created, with these psychos out there, that if there is an issue, we don't even know what happened because it's hard to talk about. Because you don't know what happened. I believe a Mossad team went in there, one or two guys, and killed a bunch of kids. And they went over and grabbed this little snot that they'd been watching and had him set up for the patsy. And, you know, the rest is history. But the fact is that as far as, you know, this gun thing, you know, with the mental issue. A mental issue. What is a mental issue? That means you were a little depressed and you talked to your doctor and said, I'm a little depressed. Ooh, you just lost your gun. See, they're looking for ways. It was like the 1933 Gun Control Act. Oh, we're just going to, just those goddamn sawed-off shotguns, hand grenades, and fully automatic rifles, you know, fully automatic guns, period. And then it went to the 1968 Gun Control Act. Well, just the felons, it ain't you. You ain't a felon, and all you people that aren't felons, you're going to vote to take the gun rights away from the felons, right? Right, we're going to do this together. See, sleaze. This, and I mean totally without authority. What they did was blatant-ass treason back in 1968. It's treason today. Every person that was prosecuted under that law was prosecuted under an act of treason outside the common law without their rights. And there is nowhere that in that Bill of Rights, and it ends at 10, that it says that if you happen to commit a legislated felony out of District of Columbia, you lose your rights. And no, man, we know better, people. We know that when you in the back before they really started plugging all this shit in, after even after the Civil War, you got out of jail, you went and picked your goddamn guns up and went home. All your rights were right there. You don't lose your rights for the rest of your life on a government whim because the government says so. Not even a jury can take your goddamn rights away from you. When your punishment's over, your punishment's over. But here we have it. Anyone who has a mental issue to use a gun. I want to make it virtually impossible for anyone who is a danger to themselves or others to use a gun. Hey, you know what? I'm a danger to others. I'm a danger to these goddamn communists. I intend to kill them. I intend to shoot them out of my country. My Bill of Rights demands that I do. My loyalty to my people and to my country demands that I do. And I mean, this is what that's why they want to get this language in here, this open subject matter bullshit that has no authority behind it, because they cannot do it. They do not have the authority to write it. They do not have the authority. This is open sedition right in your goddamn face. Who is a danger to themselves or others to use a gun? Hell, a soldier is a cop. Anybody is a danger to somebody else, aren't they? I mean, did you see where they could use this open language to just say, well, just anybody? Anybody who owns a gun is dangerous. Because they have the gun makes them more dangerous. I'm dangerous without a gun. I beat the shit out of people before. I guarantee you, they would tell you I'm dangerous. But I'm with a gun, I'm even more dangerous. But I mean, it doesn't say, you know, it's It's this open subject matter writing of bullshit. And this is what how they've attacked our rights. And this is how they sleazed around our Bill of Rights. Just like I said, the 1968 Gun Control Act. Well, it's just for the felons. We're just going after the felons. No, you don't get that right then. People should have shut it down in 1933. You cannot legislate nothing about our rights. You just can't do it. You don't have the authority. The 9th article says so. And the 10th article says the states can't do it. I want to create a new program in Florida. I call it the Violent Threat Restraining Order. This concept is very simple and very common sense in my view. You want to create something. You want to create some authority, do you? You want to create some authority over people and their guns? You want to create some authority over my second article, right, you ball-headed piece of shit? Give her a go. You need to do this, and you need to start enforcing it. This will allow a court to prohibit a violent or mentally ill person from purchasing or possessing a firearm or any other weapon when either a family member, community welfare expert, that sounds like communism, expert or law enforcement officer files a sworn request and presents evidence to the court that of a threat of violence involving firearms or weapons. Well, you know what? You just can't do it, buddy. You're a community welfare expert, unless it is a direct threat to their life. They can't come into our courts. And the only courts that have authority over me are the common law courts that, well, you have mothballed them. There is none to go to. You can't really do shit to me because you don't have a court to do it in. And I know that your admiralty, I'm not a soldier. It don't apply to me, buddy. I'm not a part of your goddamn government. Go ahead.
You know, so how is the cop going to figure out that, you know, I mean, what's gonna cue him to make an inquiry? Does he go to some website somewhere that somebody complained on, and he's got to check it out?
Well, we're getting to that, Mark.
I mean,
you know, that's kind of funny. We got another strike today on YouTube, guys, for a goddamn article. I mean, a YouTube video. It's been up at least a year, maybe more. But they're going back through them. You see, anything that has to do with these goddamn false flag shootings, they're trying to remove all that from YouTube thinks they can do this. Fuck YouTube, man. It's like a McDonald's. This one ain't open. I'll go the one around the corner. We made a video the other day and put it up on another server. We don't really give a shit. We'll probably take all of our videos that we care about, and we'll go ahead and put them over on the other one and just send YouTube the middle finger that number one likes to put up on his comments every once in a while. YouTube will fall under its own weight. I mean, it's like, you know, you're downtown in a city and you got a nice little pub where people like to hang out, you know, after work they go there and play a little pool and drink a few beers and playing dominoes, you know, at the tables and stuff. People that know each other and, you know, it's a pretty nice place and goddamn that you can count on it every day that people that frequent that place are going to be there. They just love being there. But then you come in, you say, there's going to be no more smoking in here. And then you come in and you put up sports TVs around the bar. And then the homosexuals start coming. The homosexuals running the son of a bitch. You go in there and, you see queers all around you. Well, the good people walk away. Pretty soon you got three or four people in a queer bar that nobody wants to walk in. And that's what's going to happen to YouTube. And it's justly so. What a nothing bunch of people. I mean, it's been proven that what they cater to is pedophilia on YouTube. I mean, if you have a political view and you want to put the video they took down was of the nightclub there in Florida, the Pace or something like that nightclub where the fags were. And it was just some footage that somebody had sent in that showed that they were carrying people towards it and they were laughing about it and stuff that showed it was a false flag. Oh, that was bullying, guys. That one had to come down. What they're trying to do is remove everything that has pinned them down from Sandy Hook to Aurora, to Boston, to right, you know, here in Oregon at that damn mall, and right up today to Florida, you know, here at this school. They want all this. This is what's killing them. The internet is killing them. They ran a hell of a false flag in a Jew camp. I mean, they had their best people, the Jews running everything, and it fucking fell. I seen it today. Like I said, it disappeared. They know that it was over. They couldn't sell it. They see the only way they know the only way they keep talking about Australia. They have this goddamn delusion in their mind that if they do the right thing, that just children, and they write it down on a piece of paper, and we're just all going to come in and just lay our guns down, just because what's the politically correct thing to do. And they're finding out, finally, I think, because, you know, they really threw these children at us this time, man. I mean, they had faces and funerals and every goddamn thing. And everybody said, get your fucking kids out of my face. You ain't getting my gun. You want it? You're going to have to go come and get it the old Irish way, okay? Get it through your head. That's why I think that the next move may very well be war. A big war, because this is every time these Zionists have been put up against the wall, they've started a war, world war. And they see the idea being, see, they're still delusional because they think that, oh, they're going to put some big false flag nuclear attack or something. Oh, God, oh, glory, and wave that plastic flag and everybody go down like they did in World War One and World War Two. Everybody going down and enlisting and shamed if they didn't. That ain't what's going to happen this time. You go ahead and send your forces out of here. Good. Thank you. It's going to make it easier to take this goddamn government back. Shut this shit down. Anyway, we ain't worried about no goddamn war with nobody. We got a nuclear arsenal that will destroy this planet. And when we get back in control, we're going to say, everybody back the fuck off, or we'll start pushing buttons. And people, they're going to back off, because nobody wants to destroy the world, because even the rich, sick son of a bitches know they got to have a world to be on to be sick, rich, sick son of a bitches, and there ain't no one a nuclear bomb can't reach. And then they're going to back off, and we're going to take this country back. We're going to have our trials. We're going to get the filth out of this goddamn country. We're going to get the goddamn communism out of this country. We're going to get the dirty church Masonic cabal out of this goddamn country. We're going to get the goddamn Judeo-Christians. You're going too. You're out of this goddamn country, you traitors worshiping a foreign king. They're going to be gone. Then we're going to secure our country once again. We're going to get out of this international bullshit set up specifically to steal our resources. Make no mistake, world trade shit was set up specifically to steal. We didn't need nothing from nobody. We have it all here. And then we're going to go and we're going to get everything back that's been stolen. Because we're going to do some waterboarding during those prosecutions. We're going to find out where our stolen wealth is. And if it's over in Switzerland, you know what? Switzerland, on the phone. Yeah, you got 72 hours to get our gold back over here. Or we're going to send you a goddamn ICBM missile with some warheads on it. How do you like that? 72 hours. And if we have to do one just to get it through their goddamn heads that we're not playing, we will do it. And then when we get our wealth back, we will be at peace. We'll be at peace with the world. We'll be at peace with one another. We'll be happy again. And but I'm telling you, it can't stop there. Because these international Jews, these sons of bitches, these Rothschilds, these Carnegies, they have to be eradicated. They have to, eradicated, killed, destroyed, removed from the planet. Or they'll never be peace. They'll worm their way back in with their same old shit and systems, because people will become complicit with the good times and everything will be wonderful and everybody will forget just how it all happened and it'll happen again. They have to be eliminated. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
seemed dumber and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. And war is fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. To give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. And if I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I've seen. I heard history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. It's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I'm fighting for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Thirinalli with, I think that's how it's pronounced, "Don't Come For My Gun, Don't Come For My Goddamn Rights." That just period. But, you know, this little thing with the guns, boy, it was cool to see it this morning. I guarantee you they got set down and told, you guys better shut up. You just better shut up. Just shut up now. Shut up. Do you think that we could still get the background check thing? We won't say anything else about the ARFA. Just be quiet. They're going to shoot us. They're going to hang us. And I got to believe that old Lapierre might have got, a noose or two mailed to him in the mail, because he sure looked like he came out at the end of his little speech about our due process rights and the attack on the Bill of Rights and the fact that these international communists are in our country. He said that our guns, we were not for an offense against the government. Yours ain't, Lapierre, but you're a part of what ours is going to be, an offense against you, son of a bitch, you traitor. I mean, he's still out there, like, international background checks and all this shit. I mean, the infringements that the NRA created, they are a part of it. They are goddamn traitors by definition of the English language and the Bill of Rights, period. Anyway, we're here with old Governor Rick Scott down there, the little children done set him straight. And he's doing what the little children told him to do, just like the Khmer Rouge over there in Cambodia did. Watch the killing fields. Oh, let's see here. We will also strengthen gun purchase and possession restrictions for mentally ill individuals under the Baker Act. If a court involuntarily commits someone because they are at a risk to themselves or others, they would be required to surrender all firearms. I hope the crazy son of a bitches gun you down when you come to the door. You come to the door for any of the guns. You know, they try to put this out there like it's a big threat to us. You know, like I said, the Prozac. I mean, what needs to happen in this country is everybody on these mind-altering drugs needs to be taken and just strapped down, and we need to get rid of them. And however long it takes for these people to get their minds back, they're just going to have to be held, because it ain't my fault that they took them and they weren't smart enough to know what they were doing. They just need to be held down until they can get their minds back, and then they'll be released, and then they'll be free and in full possession of their rights. But, you know, they create these problems, like I said earlier, the Muslim threat that they brought into the country, the opioid epidemic that they created. And then the answer is that you're going to have to give up your rights, and we're going to have more control over you for what somebody else might do or what somebody else did. Well, it's not working out well. We've come to the point, I said the other day, and I really, it's the feeling just from growing, I've talked about how this place is kind of rough, where I grew up, and you're coming to the point where you just run your mouth too much, you sons of bitches. It's going to come till people are just slapping you around. Just get out of here, punk. Because, you can write it down on that piece of paper like they did in Connecticut. And I think that this bump stock thing because Trump's, jumping on board that, and he's acting like the NRA is still going to go with him on that. But they probably will, because they're goddamn traitors. But, you got this thing in Connecticut where they passed all these laws and the people threw up that collective middle finger straight in their face. We're not doing it. And so what the deal is here is he wants to get policy, because he's not doing this through the legislature. This is with his pen and his phone, writing it down on a piece of paper that these bump stocks, the Justice Department's going to legislate these rules to replace your Bill of Rights, and they're going to be against bump stocks. Why? So that Connecticut, that you can send the feds into Connecticut to enforce try to enforce the infringements that they can't enforce, and the goddamn Fed can't enforce it. They cannot enforce this shit. We so outnumber them, it isn't even funny. And they know it. And I think they're starting to get the idea. You know what? They don't care if it's about kids. I mean, one thing that Trump did during that I found interesting during this address to his conservative base, was when he went to talk about the second, I don't like to call it second, maybe he's calling the Second Amendment. And he asked him, he goes, and he just said, you got the tax breaks, and yeah, and then the Second Amendment, yeah. And he goes, which one means more to you people? And he's looking for a sound, like who makes the louder sound? He goes, the tax breaks, the Second Amendment, ah. And then that's when he decided he was going to go off script. That's when he decided he'd done talked enough about our guns. They understand people. As hard as it might be for some people, just God damn it, we got a billion guns in this country. They say 300 million. I say there's for every one they know about, there's three they don't. Close to a billion guns, and I got to believe billions of rounds of ammunition. They know this. They're playing a game. They're playing a con. The whole thing with this, why would they go out, shooting these schools up or pretending that these things are happening for the children? Because for so long, they were able to pry rights away from the people for the children. You won't do it. I know you wouldn't do it because it's wrong, but would you do it for the children? And now it's come to the point where we've said, shove your children up your commie ass. You ain't getting the guns. And so, I think that this legislation that, this thing with Rick Scott, this was all planned, that these kids were going to come and make a fuss and everybody was going to, it's the kids. It's our delinquent children. We have to pacify them. But he had to do this. This is all set in motion, just like the one that they did in Oregon we're going to cover next. But here he is. We will also strengthen purchase restrictions with the Baker Act if a court involuntarily commits somebody. And I just got to the point where they were going to surrender all their firearms, and I said, shoot them. And not regain their right to purchase or possess a firearm until a admiralty court hearing, which, all of this shit is under the admiralty, so none of it's legal. I don't give a shit what your pretense is. None of it's legal. We, the people, we can only be brought into our common law courts. The goddamn military admiralty, administrative bullshit has nothing to do with us. You should have kept it in that 10-mile square because this thing is out of control, and it is going to lead to, your death. You're going to be hung. You're going to be prosecuted. You're going to be hung. You're going to be deported. We're going to clean this country out. Surrender all firearms and not regain their right. Also, we will require all individuals purchasing firearms to be 21 or older. You can't set 18. You can't set. You can't set none of this shit. Everything, every notion of a legislated law that these bastards have put forth in the state or the federal is goddamn null and void. It cannot exist. They never had the authority. They never will have the authority. It is forbidden. It is one of those things that is forbidden to the federal government and through the Bill of Rights and through the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to the states, period. I want to get on to this other one before we get down the road too far here, because this is a long-winded son of a bitch, because he was sitting there milly-mouthing around about, he plays the game back and forth around, it's basically the admiralty law they had in place. What we got to be, the NRA and shit coming up with it, standing up there and talking about, we're defending the Second Amendment stuff. No, you son of a bitch, what we got to say to you is you have already infringed. We want those goddamn infringements removed, all of them. Everything that has been put in place without authority is without authority to exercise it on us, and we want it removed. We don't even want to hear you talk. In fact, we want people hung for this. We want retribution for this wrong done to us, a wanton wrong, because by God, they knew better. Every inch of the way, they knew better. Ohio State Bill 260 defines Glock 19 and Ruger 10/22 as assault weapons. Now, Laura was really excited about this because now she has an assault weapon in her little 10/22. And bans ownership from investment watch sent in by Wade. Now, she wouldn't shoot you, but she might hit you over the head with it. Just introduced Ohio State Bill 260 defines Glock 19 as an assault weapon and bans ownership. Even a Ruger 10/22 is gone with this one, not to mention a massive amount of other guns. You want to bet? I bet they. You want to bet? If they got it passed, they're going to say, the big collective middle finger, F you, come and get it. No person shall knowingly possess or acquire shall. See here, they're using their prohibitions here when it is prohibited in the 10th article for them to make this prohibition. They are going against the main law of this country, the foundation of the law of this country, the people's law of this country, the people's authority shall knowingly possess or acquire any assault weapon. As used in this section, assault weapon means an automatic firearm that has not been rendered permanently inoperable, a semi-automatic firearm capable of accepting a detachable magazine with the capacity to accept 10 or more cartridges, and a semi-automatic firearm with a fixed magazine with the capacity to accept 10 or more cartridges. Well, when you come to get them, you can count. Boom, 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 boom. Keep counting. Boom, boom. Oh, you can't count no more. You go count. Boom, boom. Oh, you can't count. This ain't going to work out well. Ohio, shove it up your ass. You slime bag goddamn communists in Ohio. You people in Ohio, kill your communists. They can't do this to you. They haven't the authority to do this to you. It is a violation of your Bill of Rights. Oregon legislature passes bill strengthening state gun laws. This is from the Hill. And boy, I see, you know, that nasty old Kate Brown. I see this little ragged creature. I won't even call her a human. She's a creature. You going to come get him from me, Kate? Huh? The Oregon legislature passed, this is from the Hill, by the way, the Oregon legislature passed a bill Tuesday banning anyone with a domestic violence conviction from owning a firearm, according to KOIN. See, they're not even doing it through acts now. And even these little illegal agencies they've erected since without authority to create these agencies. Now, the ATF, that number, you know that letter place over there, ATF, well, they can write it down on a piece of paper and you can't have it. Did you know that? Well, yeah, they can write it down on a piece of paper. They can sure as hell do that. I can write it down on a piece of paper too. Don't mean shit. Let's see here. The Oregon legislature passed a bill Thursday banning anyone with a domestic violence conviction from owning a firearm, according. The state has banned those with domestic violence or stalking convictions from owning guns since 2015. So maybe just step up and just write it down on a piece of paper. But a loophole in the law allowed abusers who aren't living with, married, or have children with the victim to have their guns, according to Oregon Live. And see, the first place, if anything that would affect your liberties would have to be from a jury, in a conviction from a jury, and even at that, your punishment has to be set. And when the punishment's over, you have your rights back. There was never no intent by the founders of this country that, oh, you could just have a lifelong ban of your right. Your first right, you can't talk no more. Imagine that. You can't speak no more for the rest of your life because, well, you committed a felony talking crime. You did it. You know, fuck you. I heard some bitch the other day saying that fire, they like to play that game with the fire in the theater shit. You know what? That's a goddamn infringement. They couldn't write that fucking legislation either. You can yell fire in a goddamn crowded theater. You'll have, if you, there are consequences. If individuals are hurt, they can sure as hell take you to task for doing it, for causing harm. Go ahead.
That's why every person commits three felonies a day.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Charlie, how you doing today, buddy?
Sorry I missed the first part.
Where's your friend?
That was Ronnie Paul. That's Ron Paul's oldest son.
Oh, huh. Really?
I'm working on him. I told him you helped on his campaign, and so, you know, to lighten up, but anyway.
Well, I wish you'd have been here because I did a real detailed explanation of the reason why the 10th article for, you know, that made the Bill of Rights applicable to the states. I was ready.
I'll listen to the archives.
Go ahead and take it and take the recording of it and have him go listen to it. I mean, this isn't rocket science. It is definition of words.
I've been forwarding from the website, and I told him, hey, you can comment on there all you want, you know.
You betcha. Hey, you know what? I'll talk.
I have a discussion going here.
You betcha. I'll talk to anyone. And I mean, I'll explain. I didn't like the way he got rude at the end when I was trying to go out, but I would sit and talk with anybody for as long as they want to talk, and I will explain it. I will explain it until it will make sense to you.
He just, you know, doesn't want to step on states' rights. So, you know,
The states, it's like this, Charlie. This is what I was going to lay on the dude. Now, can I come to your house and just walk up and write it down on a piece of paper that I don't think Charlie is mentally capable of having the gun, or that I think Charlie's dangerous? Can I take that piece of paper and come take your gun from you legally?
Well, he's going to agree with that one, so don't.
He's going to say that I can?
No, he's going to agree that I'm.
Oh, I know you're crazy. Everybody knows that, but that we're talking law here. Do I have that authority?
No.
If I don't have that authority, I can't grant that to a county government, a municipality. I can't grant that to a state government, and I can't grant that to a federal government. And if all the power comes from we, the people, we have to have it to grant it. And if we can't do it to one another, they can't do it to us. It's that simple. Oh, man. We were talking about go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I just say I like it. I'm following what you say. I like the Bill of Rights.
I love the Bill of Rights, man. It's freedom. I love freedom. Okay,
this only thing left in the whole world.
Yes, and I think the men that wrote it knew it was going to be this way too. And goddamn, what a conundrum that it comes down to us as individuals. There ain't going to be no putting together like they did with the War of Northern Aggression, when there were still states that were where the people had enough control until they could actually put together an army to fight an army. This time it comes down right to every individual resisting 110%. If we do it, we're armed. They cannot beat us, but it's a hell of a task.
Amen.
The state's House of Representatives passed the bill 37-23 last week. Ooh, they wrote it down on a piece of paper. One day after the mass shooting at a Florida high school, the state Senate approved it 16-13 on Thursday. Advocates for the new bill say that closing the loopholes will protect women who could be shot by abusive partners that they are not married to. So now you got two fags, they get in a slap fight, and both fags lose their rights, and both fags could never have their rights again. I mean, this, again, completely without authority. There is no authority for any of this. In fact, it is prohibited. They are prohibited from doing these things, people. They know they're prohibited from doing these things, but again, they think, you know, it's like throwing shit against the wall to see what'll stick. I mean, if their attitude, I mean, like the ones that turned in the six bump stocks, well, at least we got six. That's sick. I mean, well, that's the best you're going to get. And you keep this shit up, and it's going to come to the point where you're getting slapped around everywhere you go. You're getting pushed around. You're getting punked because you are a bunch of punks, and you should have never stepped up to even suggest that you were going to do this. You went way over the line. You were stealing us blind for, shit, 100 years. You stole us blind, and we're getting away. You were stealing the hand over fist and getting away with it. It's never enough. That's what's always the downfall of the tyrant. It's like a coke addict. They never get enough. Go ahead.
I listen to the audio over and over and over again, every audio I get of that Las Vegas shooting.
Uh-huh.
And this overlapping machine gun fire going on there. There's more than one shooter going on there.
Of course there is. It was a bunch of crap. Yeah,
it's all just operations.
But the thing is, that's why, like I said, they're taking our YouTube videos down, like of the Pulse nightclub and stuff. You're going to see them all being removed because, I mean, this is the proof, but it's too late. Everybody understands, and this is where their conundrum is. This is why I think they'll have to go for war.
Well, that's why they want to get to World War III, to get us all distracted, see?
Well, yeah, they think, but it's just like they thought that if they could say it's for these poor, look at these poor children, we wrote it down, if you come bring your guns, okay? No. And it's going to be the same thing with their phony-ass war. We know what you're doing. We know you're out there internationally instigating this shit. You go ahead and start a war, and then you go fight it. While you're gone, we're going to take our country back. And once we get our control of our nuclear arsenal, nobody's going to be at war with us. That's why we paid $5.5 trillion in 60s dollars for that arsenal. Nobody's going to take these United States away from us, and we're going to have full possession of it. And then we're going to use that power to get our wealth back. It's been stolen to make sure that every son of a bitch that participated is punished. And I like that idea.
You have no need for a nuclear weapon.
Huh?
You have no need for a nuclear weapon.
Well, no, I'm telling you that we paid for it. We should use it. When the time comes, we find out where our gold's at, but through the waterboarding, as we're doing the trials, we're going to do some waterboarding. We're going to find out where our gold is. We're going to tell everybody around, say, you're these phony ass debts you say you owe us when you've been stealing from us. We just wrote it down on a piece of paper. Those don't exist no more.
Who do they think they are? Tell me what I have a need for. Deeming me. I have a need. You're deeming that I don't have a need. Screw you.
Just what you're saying though, brother. This is everybody.
Tell me
it's
what
everybody. They would not be coming out and trying to, I mean, the internet is their downfall. The communication of the people one to another, and it's too late if they stopped it right now. Everybody's to the point as soon as they, you know, talk about coming for the guns, especially the guns, it's jack around in. We understand why you're coming. We got it. You've made it clear. We understand that this is all operations, and that's why we said, you know, why are they bothering? But they thought this last, because they went straight to a Jew-held place. Where the Jews are going to run everything. It's going to be done right this time. And anybody, you know, I'm sure that just like the broad spectrum attack going on, taking down videos of past evidence of the false flags, it ain't going to change nothing. Everybody understands now. And they know the next one. That's why you do these things. We've got it. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, keep up the good work. Because you know what? It is right here at the roots, because it isn't the NRA. It is us. It is we the people. We are the ones that shut their mouths up. We're the ones that shut them down. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!